It's Aaron Hewson of Torrance. Aaron, I'm going to reach over here, and I'm going to start this clock right here. Give you 10 minutes to call me at 888-696-1003. Aaron Hewson of Torrance. Call us in the next 10. 888-696-1003. Jackson Brown will start us off today. Christian, how you feeling?
Great, buddy.
Cool.
Then let's get at it. Up a hill, buddy.
Let's get at it. We're gonna tear at that root all afternoon long. This is Andy in the Afternoon on the Sound with Christian, who's cheery. Rolling Stones played in Cuba over the weekend.
Oh, yes. How was that, Andy? You went.
It was great.
Yeah?
I love Havana.
It's
my second home.
You have said that many times.
Here's what Keith said on the plane on the way out.
Cuba, fantastic. On our way out now, but a great night, a great Friday.
A great Friday.
Ah, well, must be nice to be those guys.
Yeah. You know what? It's nice to be people listening to this program because it's the heartbeat of the Southland.
It's true.
We've got tickets. See these words? What does that say? What do we have tickets to?
That's a pair of tickets to see Journey and San Freakin' Tanner at the Forum, Andy Chandles.
We'll take the third caller to match wits with Christian, 888-696-1003. We'll do it in the Classic Rock time capsule here at the bottom of the hour, and you will like it.
What are the questions about today so I can study?
Led Zeppelin.
Dealer and a dog named
Jake
and a cat named
Callum. Is this your song fight pick for the minute?
Yeah. I'm
going to kick your ass.
Gonna make some dreams come
true. No, it's for Della Colwell, the Porter Ranch. Della is now $400 richer.
Good Lord.
Because we didn't hear back. We're trying to make your dreams come true, Della. See what I did there? Mixed it in with that Hoyt Axton song.
Yeah, clever.
Okay. We'll call out another name at the top of the hour if you're registered for it. You got to text in payroll first to 21003. We should do that. And we've got the time capsule coming up in just a moment. I'm going to ask you a question about Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, so, I'm just on their Wikipedia page, so I got this covered.
Are you boning up
on
Led Zeppelin?
Yeah. I'm bonzoing up.
Search your annals and see if you can't learn something about Led Zeppelin, because we're going to get Robert on the phone in just a moment. Send him maybe to see Journey and Santana at the Forum, August 28th. Just announced this morning. They're going to slip that little date into their current tour.
Wait,
tickets go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m.
They were English?
Who's that?
Zeppelin.
This is going to go poorly for
Look
you, Robert.
At the things you learn.
It's going to go poorly, Robert. We'll play some Led Zeppelin 2 next on the Sound.
A four piece.
All right, it's time for us to do the time capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock time capsule.
And it's open. It's a Classic Rock time capsule from Monday, March 28th, 2016. I got a question about Led Zeppelin coming up here in just a couple of minutes, and I'm told that Robert's on the line. Robert in Anaheim, you there, Robert?
Yes, I am.
Great. And is it warm inside the dryer? Doing okay? All right, hold tight. We're going to get back with you here at the end for a question, see if we can't send you to a concert. But today in 1975, whom does Barbara Streisand see in concert and then ask to play opposite her in the movie A Star Is Born? Remember this song?
Ageless Endeavor.
Ooh, did you hear that tongue slap in there?
Ageless.
That's her tongue flapping against the bottom of the trough of her mouth. How'd that get to be a number one hit? Anywho, who does she go see? Is it Kris Kristofferson? No, he gets the movie eventually, but it's not him that she sees in concert. Neil Diamond? No, it's Elvis. Elvis Aaron Presley. She sees him in Vegas, is blown away, pitches the idea to him backstage. Elvis is amped about it. He wants to be in this movie with her. Only problem is Colonel Tom Parker, his manager, says his client will only agree if he gets top billing. And you're going to have to give him a Brinks truck full of cash. Producers start to balk because he hasn't made a film since 1969, and they decide to go with Kristofferson instead.
8 miles high, and when you touch down.
This day in 1982, David Crosby's 8 miles high. He's pulled over here in Southern California, charged with DUI, as well as possession of Quaaludes,
ooh,
cocaine, drug paraphernalia, and an unlicensed .45 pistol.
Party!
Cops ask him why he has the gun. He says, John Lennon, man. John Lennon.
Valid.
Of course, referring to the ex-Beatle assassination on the streets of New York 16 months earlier. He doesn't say who inspired the Carol the Quaaludes.
Yeah, now the Quaaludes is a whole, that's his own version. You know what I'm saying? He's too little. That's some improv.
All right, we're getting back to the question. See if we can't send Robert to see a concert. Robert, listen carefully. Christian, on this date in 1973, mm-hmm. Led Zeppelin released the album Houses of the Holy. It's a tremendous record from start to finish. What album is the song Houses of the Holy on?
Oh, that is not on the album Houses of the Holy, believe it or not.
Is it not?
No. I also found out, did you know their drummer died? Unbelievable.
I worry for you, Robert.
I wasn't notified.
Sorry about this.
It's actually Zeppelin 4.
Is it Led Zeppelin 4? Robert.
I'm going to say Christian is wrong.
Christian is wrong. It's actually on Physical Graffiti.
Wikipedia sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, Houses of the Holy isn't on Houses of the Holy. It's on Physical Graffiti. And also, the song on Houses of the Holy, the song remains the same. That's also the title of their live documentary, but that doesn't come out until 1976. Now, please, get a cup of coffee, break up into discussion groups, and discuss all of that stuff. While Led Zeppelin plays us out, and you're going to see a great show, Robert. You're seeing Journey and Santana at the Forum on August 28th. So good for you, dude. Hold on, and we'll get some information for you, okay? Meantime, how about that song, Houses of the Holy?
And did you know that this actually isn't on the album Houses of the Holy?
What?
It's on Zeppelin 4.
And they're British, you say?
Yeah, and the drummer died. Things you learn today.
Well, there it is. How many days did it take, Christian?
That's not, that doesn't count. I didn't know the mic was on.
Round one, fight.
That's great. Finally got to use the dump button on Christian. Here you go. It's time for song fight. It's when every day we pick a song by secret ballot, each of us. Then you tell us which one wins. Just be it by your gut, and then you can vote by text. I believe I won on Friday, so I get to go first. And, you know, playing the Hoyt Axton song there, a little bit of it at the bottom of the hour, made me feel like I'm in a country mood today, so... How about this? I'm taking anger in it. Charlie Daniels Band. Devil Went Down to Georgia. I know every word to the song.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it right now.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was looking to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what." And that cost me song fight right there because somebody's going to be mad that I talked over the song.
That's what I'm hoping. What was it like to not kiss a girl at all during high school? Was that tough?
It was lonely.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It was lonely.
But you had this moment, and that was worth it.
It all paid off today.
Yeah.
What do you got for us today, Christian?
Well, now that I realize that my previous choice was not correct right before I went on the air, I decided this one instead.
Oh, Silent Running?
No. This is one of those videos that begins with a whole other thing, and then it goes to the thing.
Oh,
but
good.
I know
these are my favorite.
Thing. And then, but, like, so, like, I don't...
Taking that at the bar tonight, Roy.
There's a whole... There's a bit.
You're not
and then
get
this
the magic
happens.
Equipment. I might even get the guitarist's right arm.
Well, I can't make that kind of money at this time of night.
All right.
Right, there's the gangsters in the pub.
Gotcha. So it's Mike and the Mechanics.
It is, but it's not the other song.
It's this song.
It's this song.
Which, what's the title of it again?
All I Need Is
All
a Miracle.
All I Need Is a Miracle. There you go. All right, so you got to vote by text. Text C to 21003 if you want this song from Christian.
Go if you want to go. Stay if you want to stay.
Some amazing text hair in this video.
A to 21003 if you want the Charlie Daniels Band, Devil Went Down to Georgia, because he was looking for a soul to steal. And standard text rates apply. Don't text and drive. We'll announce the results on air just after 6 p.m. tonight on The Sound. And up next, we're going to announce your name. Maybe. See if you're on the payroll. Keep listening. It's The Sound. Somebody maybe put me on here. The name is Wayne John. of Mission Viejo.
Oh, I see what happened there.
Mission Viejo down there by the John Wayne Airport. It's Wayne John, if right, that is right. Your real name. 888-696-1003. We're starting the clock, Wayne John. Call us, 888-696-1003, but you only got 10 minutes to do that. You know, this song here, Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
He's actually played for tens of millions of people around the world. So when he says, I seen a million faces and I rocked them all, he's being modest.
It's true. He's undercutting. He's not bragging about it.
That's the Jersey way to be modest.
It is. It's one of the things you could say about those people.
Yeah. Modest folk.
Modest folk.
Hey, if you saw the sketches done of Christian and I by someone who's never seen us before, we're going to talk to her this hour, and we have a new assignment for her. Keep listening. This is Andy in the Afternoon on The Sound. Okay. We'll talk about it more in depth later. You saw David Gilmour in concert last night.
Yep.
Your estimation, living guitarist, who's better, David Gilmour or Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits?
My friend, this is you're comparing Ferraris and Lamborghinis at that point.
You're wrong. It's Mark Knopfler.
Oh, okay.
Dire Straits.
All right. Well,
just a little bit better.
Thanks for clearing that up for me.
It's empirically true.
Well, now we all know.
You're welcome. It's Andy in the Afternoon. Christian, who's wrong? .3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. And this is Andy in the Afternoon. I'm here with Christian Hand, and we're joined by a special guest on the telephone, Ashley Kay, an artist from Irvine. How are you, Ashley?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
I'm well, and I know you're under the weather, so thanks for taking time out to talk to us. I want to direct everybody's attention to the Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page. I pinned it to the top, the pictures that Ashley drew. She's a great artist, and she agreed to take on an assignment to draw Christian and this was Christian's idea, based on what we sounded like. She had never seen a picture of us. She just listened to the podcast and drew pictures of us, what she thought we would look like. For me, I'm the jowly, the fat jowly Tony Siragusa-looking guy, which is great.
Yeah.
And Christian is the androgynous monkey-like Mr. Barrow from Downton Abbey.
With one raised eyebrow and constant judgment of everybody. It seems that's the only thing you got right, to be honest with you.
I'll say in your defense, Ashley, and it was a leap of faith for you to do that, there were people that got it wrong.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
There were people that voted.
I looked through the Facebook comments, and it was interesting. I saw a lot of people that were voting for the right, but it was almost 50-50 from what I saw.
It really was.
Yeah.
So you can see the pictures now that she did and our mugshots next to them. That's up now on the page. And we're going to invite other artists to do this, other artists that haven't seen us before. But we have another assignment for you, Ashley, because you do something special. You can do age progression drawings.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
Christian was feeling a little bit too good about himself.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to be taken down a peg existentially.
Yeah.
So he wanted to know what he'll look like when he's 80. So if we can, we'll send you the pictures, the mugshots here, and you can do the age progressions on what we'll look like when we're a few decades down the road.
Oh, yeah, you got it, you guys. I'm totally down for this.
Awesome. Well, if you want to find Ashley and her art, and it's tremendous, ashleykart.com, go and check that out, and we'll have the results of what she accomplishes when she gets back in town in a week or so. Ashley, thank you.
Yeah, and if you guys need to find me on anything else, my handle on that is just Ashley K. Art right across the board. So I'm on Instagram, too. I know my website's still up and running, so we'll have that up there again soon, too.
Fantastic. Ashley, feel better.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. It was great to talk to you guys. I hope you have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Okay, so who are the top five touring acts of the last 25 years? Make your list. We're going to hear one of them in this next set. Stick around. This is Andy in the Afternoon. All right, Sammy, Super Sammy, our producer here. You see what I have in my hand?
$5.
What's that?
$5.
That's right. Speak into the microphone and take this down to the 90. Don't mock me. Get my taser. Take this down to the 99-cent store. It's Monday Mystery Eats and get us something really nice.
Do you want like 33% off Peeps, like $5 worth?
I want no Peeps.
Okay, no Peeps.
No Peeps, no Easter, anything.
Okay.
Walk down there, bring us back something edible.
Okay, edible. Gotcha.
And I want to thank you. The Pellegrino situation has been taken care of. Everybody relax.
Nice. See what I did for you?
Yeah.
It's Andy in the afternoon. Christian, the top five touring acts in the last 25 years.
Okay.
Throw out any that you think might be in there.
Well, U2's definitely on that list.
They are number two.
Ah, well, yes. That's clever. I would say Coldplay's got to be on that list. 30 Seconds to Mars.
Fifth is Elton John.
Oh, okay.
Fourth, Bruce Springsteen, who you just saw the other night. He's helped him on this. Mm-hmm. Madonna. She's number three. We said U2 is second. And number one, touring act. Last 25 years.
Cirque du Soleil.
No, you silly. It's a Rolling Stones. Well, you're right. Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you have it.
Kind of the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Wow. All right.
How about that?
They need the money. That's for sure.
$1.84 billion.
Yeah, come on.
In a
really?
Quarter century. That's not bad. It's Andy in the afternoon. Andy in the afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. Christian has chosen this song.
Can't be in a bad mood when you hear it,
it's
buddy.
It's a good one. See how I cue it up right to the broadcast professional.
It would have been nicer if you did it to the chorus, because that's when everyone really gets excited. But,
okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for nothing. This is from Songfight. Every day at 10 till 4, we each pick a song by blind ballot. We don't know what the other one's picked. And then you vote by text. This is the song that I picked today.
Ball up. Up his case and he said, I'll start this show.
Charlie Daniels Band, Devil Went Down to Georgia. So, if you want my song, text A for Andy, A to 21003. If it's Christian's song, All I Need Is a Miracle by Mike and the Mechanics, then you should text C to 21003. Don't text and drive. That's plain dumb. Standard rates apply. Results after 6 o'clock. We'll be well into 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock at that point. And you may be well into the payroll by then. Maybe I'll announce your name next. One more time today. Stick around. We'll find out soon on The Sound. Hey, you remember the time that you swore and I had to dump you?
I do. I do remember that moment.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
We'll either give Della Colwell another $100, taking her up to $600, or we'll give you $100 if your name is Valerie Hahn, H-O-N-N.
No, my name's not Valerie Hahn.
Not you.
Oh.
Valerie Hahn of Fullerton. You've got 10 minutes. I'm pressing a button to restart the clock. Valerie Hahn of Fullerton. You have 10 minutes to call 888-696-1003. That's 888-696-1003. Good luck. That's right. It's the workday whistle. And I don't think that's what they intended. Chevy Silverado is supporting this. It's Chevy Truck Month. You visit your Southern California Chevy dealer for the most complete lineup of pickups. Learn more at SoCalChevy.com. How about this one?
Nope.
No, not the Old Spice thing either?
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
100 minutes. 100.3 The Sound. Who's this?
This is Valerie Hahn.
No, it's not.
Get it out.
Valerie Hahn of Fullerton?
Yes.
Valerie Hahn of Fullerton, you're on the payroll.
Nice, Skippy, right on.
Well, there you have it. That kind of Monday.
Yes. That's one way of putting it. Good for you, sister.
Yeah, it'll pay for my Gilmore ticket.
Ah, perfect. There you go. Well, hold on the phone. And we'll make sure you're squared away. And listen, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., Valerie, see if Mark in the Morning call your name out again, or someone else's name, and they call back, or you get to stay on for another hour, that is. That's the second dump we've had to do today. That's two on one Monday. I love it. And Christian's going to break something down for us here before too long, he threatens. Mm. But in the meantime, this is Led Zeppelin. Andy in the afternoon on 100.3 The Sound.
They're English, you know. I learned that earlier on Wikipedia.
Force them, you say. He He's Christian Hand. He does something that you won't hear anybody anywhere else do. He goes deep, 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 deep undercover in the music and shows us things that we might not have heard of before. What you got?
Well, we've said prior to this that David Bowie is, of course, a classic. He's known to be awesome. But sometimes you kind of forget just how great he is. Here's an example.
I catch a beaver, boy, but things don't really change. I'm standing in the wind, but I never wave bye-bye. But I try.
Wow.
I try. There's no sign of life. It's just the power to charm. I'm lying in the rain, but I never wave bye-bye. But I try.
You're how he controls his breath.
Mm-hmm.
I try. Never gonna fall for
my new love.
Walks beside me.
My new love.
Walks on by.
My new love.
Gets me to the church on time.
Wow. Church on time.
And the thing is, he wasn't a particular fan of his own work at that time,
which is crazy.
Yeah, because it's so good, and there was nobody else doing it like that. So, David, R.I.P. of course. And if you haven't checked that, it's actually a great video. I'm going to try and find it and repost it on our Facebook page. It's called "The Vocal Range of David Bowie," and it shows the different movements that he went through in his career. And it's so shocking the variety of voices that he could pull off.
Well, there's nobody doing what Christian does either. And you can see him do it live coming up in a week. There are just a handful of tickets left.
Yeah.
Go to our Facebook page, and I'm going to pin it to the top of Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page. I'm going to do that right now while we play you this.
He knows when to go out.
Get to hear it as it's meant to be heard. Nice job.
Thanks, bud.
Andy in the Afternoon. On the sound. 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock. Genesis, featuring Phil Collins, beloved disciple, right here with me, Christian James Hand. We're in 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. You went out to see another person you're a fan of, David Gilmour, last night at the Forum.
Yep.
Tell me about it.
My girlfriend did an edible, and I went with a really sweet sativa that just got me right where I needed to be. And by halfway through, when Us and Them hit, we were stoked. And then by the end of it, when he finishes up with Comfortably Numb, and at that point, you know why David Gilmour is David Gilmour. It was incredible.
What'd you take before this show?
The downer.
Okay. Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Right.
Trying to get some of them Quaaludes I've heard so much about, but nobody seems to have them. Anyone in the Southland, send
them
to the South.
No.
Okay.
If you just joined us, we're doing 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock, and it's also a review hour with Christian Hand, Critics Hour. You also went this weekend to see the movie Batman versus Superman.
I did.
And what do you think?
I went with a slightly edgy indica for the movie.
Oh, I see.
Which put me a little bit razor sharp for it, but I will say this: if you're shifted, it's not bad. It's long, 2 hours and 38 minutes. And I really think that everyone involved wanted to make a really great movie. They just didn't.
I see.
Yeah.
Is it true that Martha is the pinnacle of this, the turning point?
I'm not going to ruin it for anybody.
You already ruined one movie for me. Just, you already ruined Star Wars.
Yeah. You know that he...
Stop it.
His son...
Stop. No. Stop it. Stop it.
Right at the end.
It's 100 minutes.
With a lightsaber, he just...
Classic rock. And in the Afternoon, 100.3 The South.
Martha.
We've got a winner in the song fight, my friends. 60 to 40.
Nice.
CDB, Charlie Daniels Band's wins. That ties us up.
It does, my
Christian.
Friend.
17-17. Yep. See you tomorrow for the rubber match, she said, smiling.
Mm.
That's a passion play in 3 minutes. CDB, Charlie Daniels Band, Devil Went Down to Georgia wins the song fight for today. Christian and I both pick a song again tomorrow, about 10 minutes until 4, and you can vote on it.
I already got mine picked, buddy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it this one?
Oh, it's this one.
See? It's like I'm psychic.
Back to the drawing board.
Christian, break it down again.
Well, we all know that Journey were badasses, right? And the beginning of this song, it's pretty obvious that they're really good at the harmonies. But then when you hear the rest of the song without the music in it, you just get to hear the voices. It kind of, it makes you go, oh.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
Blah, da, 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 da.
She loves to laugh. She loves to sing.
Da-da.
She does everything.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
She loves to move.
Da-da.
She loves to groove.
Da-da.
She loves a lot of things.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
All night, oh, every night.
Hit sauce.
You're ridiculous.
So hold tight, hold tight. Ooh, baby, hold tight.
He's so good.
Oh, she said,
any way you want it, that's the way you need it.
She said,
any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any
another fantastic ringtone, Chandles.
It's like a cathedral organ.
Yeah.
I was alone. I never knew what good love could do. Ooh, then we touched. Then we sang about the loving things. Oh, all night, oh, every night. So
it's one of the things that auto-tune is killing.
Ooh, baby, hold tight.
All those little bends.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
Oh,
I said, any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
That's delicious.
Delicious.
Christian does this on Mark in the Morning all the time. He does these breakdowns more in-depth than this. He'll spend 20 minutes on a song. And if you go to one of his live lecture series, well, you get to spend a couple hours with him doing that and maybe have a beer and sit down and relax. Mm. There are, what, like 3 tickets left for this thing?
I think officially it's sold out, but we might have a handful to release tomorrow in the early part of the day. So be sure to check out our Facebook page. Be listening to The Sound, obviously. And we'll see you maybe on the 9th at Swing House for the Swing House sessions.
Shall we hear that song?
Let's do it, Andy.
Okay, it's Journey on Andy in the Afternoon. Ah! Christian, that's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic
good
rock
Lord,
here on Andy in the Afternoon on The Sound. Yes, sir. Those rumors of Axl Rose fronting AC/DC.
Confirmed.
TMZ's cameras caught Axl Rose and AC/DC members Angus Young, Cliff Williams, and Chris Slade leaving an Atlanta rehearsal studio on Friday.
I actually found YouTube footage on the interwebs of Axl singing some AC/DC songs. And it's not bad, man. I gotta be honest with you. It's different, but it ain't bad.
I actually got that, too. Would you like to hear some of it?
Sure.
Everything's coming.
This is from Back in Black or the record before that?
Yeah. Spaghetti Incident 3.
Ah, great. I'm telling you, man. See what I'm saying?
It's going to be good.
It's not bad.
You get Angus playing with that?
It's just different.
It's, yeah.
You know?
You just have to get used to the change. We say goodbye with our goodbye song, and Rita Wild's coming up in just a few minutes on The Sound. Christian, it was a hoot being with you today.
Really was.
Thanks for doing that. Thanks to everyone who makes this show the heartbeat of the Southland. We're on Facebook Live right now. Got Sammy right behind me. He's going to blow bubbles at the back of my head. Christian's going to play the triangle.
Got
it. And we're going to play the Lawrence Welk song out, just like Mommy and Daddy used to make you listen to. Who's ready? Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know that you'll always be there in my farts. Kick it up. up now. Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true. And now, until we meet again, say adios.
Adios.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Auf Wiedersehen. Good night, Silas. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Vivian. Oh, yes. Here comes Rita Wild. She's a real entertainer, a real disc jockey. Not like us hacks, dilettantes.
Nah, she's a pro.
Yes, she is. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on this program. It's called Andy in the Afternoon. He's Christian James Hand. Good night.